2015. The time is now 6 p.m. All right, 2.0. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Staff, do we have anybody signed up to speak? Public comment? All right, thank you. All right, staff, do we have any reports and announcements to be heard?
Yes, the commission may or may not be aware. Evelyn Torres moved outside the city, so she did resign her position on the commission, and we have a replacement here tonight, who's Dane Dunnigan. Just wanted to mention that. And he also brought up something that I wanted to mention with regards to delivery of your packets. Everyone now gets paper packets delivered to their homes, which is fine. And we also send out an email with a link to a PDF of the packet. Is there anyone on the commission that does not want to receive the paper packets any longer? They would prefer to have electronic copies. If you like it the way it is, it's great. If you want to change it, like it was recommended by one of us.
The drawings, it would be difficult to get hard copies of the drawings with just a PDF.
Okay. So do you want the paper package?
No, that's all right. Just going to sit. I'll be like the rest of them.
Okay. Perfect.
That's great.
That's it.
Thank you. Is there anything else? And I would like to welcome Dane Dunnigan. Dane Dunnigan was involved with the commission back a long time ago before we became a commission, when we were researching and working on the zoning commission together. And he was a very valuable member of the zoning commission, so I'm glad to have him back.
Thank you.
All righty, let's see here. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular planning and zoning commission meeting of October 12, 2014. So, a motion to approve?
So, I move to approve the minutes of October the 12th.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All righty. Is there any discussion, questions, corrections to the minutes? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carried unanimously.
All right, thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve final plat of Concordia Lutheran High School of North Harris County South Campus, being a subdivision of 20.8633 acres out of the Jesse Pruitt Survey A629 in Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have the report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, Community Development recommends approval of this plat.
Is there a motion to approve the plat?
Move to approve the plat.
With contingencies? No contingencies.
No contingencies. Move to approve the plat.
Without contingencies. All right.
There's no contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Rockmore. All righty. Would all of y'all please enter your votes now?
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2. Consideration to approve zoning case P15-0130, request by Brian K. Lennell on behalf of Spring Creek County Historical Association for a conditional use permit to operate a museum in the single family 6th district. The property is approximately 2.4 acres, situated in the Joseph House Survey Abstract number 34, and is legally described as lots 1, 2, 9 through 6, block 48, the southwesterly 20 feet of lot 3, and all of lots 4 through 6, block 102, revised map of Tomball recorded under volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas, and lot 8A, a subdivision as shown on map or recorded or plat recorded under film code number 598155 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. The property is generally located at the intersection of North Pine Street and Epps Street at 510 North Pine Street. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, thank you. Here's a zoning map that shows the property in question. The lots that are crosshatched in red are lots that are owned by the museum. As you can see, it's generally located, as the chair mentioned, at Pine and Epps. And it's currently zoned single-family residential 6. This is a comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan does show Old Town use for the subject site. And this is an aerial photo just to give you an idea of kind of where we are. Just to give you a little bit of background, in September of this year, staff initiated a text amendment to amend the use charts of the zoning ordinance to allow for a museum with the approval of a conditional use permit in all residential zoning districts. City Council later approved that text amendment in October, and it became effective October 19th. Subsequent to that, staff met with the president of the Spring Creek Historical Association and informed him of the new ordinances that would allow the expansion of the existing museum. Little summary, zoning was established in Tomball in 2008, and at that time the museum was given its current zoning of SF6, which made it legally non-conforming, as it had been there since 1960. Non-conforming uses may not be expanded if they're not allowed in the existing zoning district. The museum would like to expand by adding the following components. They'd like to add a canopy over their existing sawmill, they'd like to add a windmill, and they'd like to add a parking lot. The reason these things are considered expansion is, or these things are an expansion, is because of the definition of structure in our zoning ordinance. If this approval of the CUP would make the museum a conforming use, and thus they would be able to expand. This is a conceptual site plan. It does show the three things that they would like to do: the canopy, the windmill, and the proposed parking lot. The parking lot, I don't believe, is on the books, and the museum can speak to this when they present anytime in the near future, but it is something that was submitted with their concept plan, and they would like to keep it on the concept plan so that in the future when they want to do the parking lot, they don't have to come back to the council and commission to get another CUP to do that. These are a couple side photos. This one shows a sawmill now that they'd like to add a cover over. This one shows the general vicinity of where they'd like to add the existing windmill. And this photo is looking across the area that at some point in the future they would like to add a parking lot. If they do add a parking lot, they will have to meet all the current requirements of a parking lot, including any screening, any landscaping, or lighting restrictions that would apply to any other new parking lot in town. The comprehensive plan does identify the site as Old Town use, which includes mature single-family neighborhoods, dense commercial uses, a civic core, and high-density residential. As I mentioned earlier, the museum has been in existence since 1960, and we don't know of any adverse impacts on the community. The proposed use does appear to be compatible with and preserves the character and integrity of the adjacent development and neighborhoods, and there are multiple other uses in the area, which include a church, daycare, and attorney's office. Property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification of the proposal, and notice was printed in the paper, and we did put notification signs on the property. We received a total of 6 inquiries. 2 of those inquiries did express some concern with the parking lot, but we did not receive any formal opposition or actually any formal support. Therefore, staff does recommend approval. The museum is here and would like to address the commission.
All right. Thank you very much. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the book?
Well, thank you for y'all's consideration. And on this particular project, there's 3 of them. And like,
could I have your name and address first,
yes,
please?
Yes, Charles Hall, president of the Spring Creek County Historical Association.
And your address?
10715 Mahaffey Road, Tomball, Texas.
Thank you.
Okay. But the sawmill that you saw the picture of earlier, we're going to extend the building that's there presently, covering the log cabin, the old jail for the original jail in Tomball, and an old corn crib that's in the middle. So it'll be an extension of the building to look just like this, with the canopy going out to the right. Same girders, same sheet metal, and so forth. That sawmill is the old sawmill of Mr. Lester Natix, and he donated it to us. Many of the houses in Tomball were built with lumber cut on that mill. So a lot of people come by and mentioned it and said something about it, that some of their family had houses built with that lumber. He's cut me some lumber for the community there and for the Historical Association to use because you can't cut them on other conventional sawmills. And they're not stock items in the lumber yards. The second item was a windmill that was located on the north end of Tomball for years, and it will not be a working windmill, it'll be an exhibit only, and we'll use it for showing the little third graders how a windmill used to look. We're going to hook it up to water underground so they'll think the water is pumping, and we'll run it out there and show them. We had 9 classes of third graders just this last Thursday, and we got 4 classes coming from another elementary school in Tomball this next week. So we have a lot of third graders coming there for Texas history, and we had 4 buses, I think, the other day full of kids. The windmill is approximately 30 foot high with a 10 foot base. We will be putting a pad out right where those 2 cedar trees are, and it'll be probably 3 foot or 4 foot deep in the ground with lag bolts lagged into the mill itself, the windmill. We have have my surveyor here that did all the surveying on that for us, Mr. Lundell. So if you want him to address any things, he can probably come up with things. The parking lot will be delayed because we can't take everything all at one time. But when we met with Harold and his staff, everybody told us to be sure and put everything you wanted there so that we wouldn't have to come back and do it over again. I'm welcome to any questions. The money has been appropriated for this going to City Council this next council meeting. We made a presentation to the Hotel Motel Group, and it was approved by them. Okay.
Sir, you have a 30-foot windmill?
Yes.
It's not going to be operational, but you're going to have water circulating through it?
Circulated to the bottom. The kids won't realize it, but we'll tie it in just a water supply under the piping underground.
And the windmill will turn?
We'll fix it where it'll turn. Just the wheel will turn.
Just the blades will turn?
Right.
How far is it from a house?
Well, the furthest house will be, the one will be right here, will be the house that's the old Tice house. That's one of our exhibits.
Okay.
The other house will be his office across the street, which is over here on the right across from the road on Pine Street coming down.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody else who would like to speak, or do you have anything else you'd like to tell us, Mr. Hall?
Do you want to speak on anything? Surveyor, do y'all have any questions for the surveyor?
Not at this time.
Okay. And I think you want to speak on something.
We'll be calling up.
Call him up.
Would like to speak. Thank you.
Thank all the commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you have anybody else who would like to speak? Wait, I have to open the public hearing. Never mind. Okay. All right. The public hearing on zoning case P15-0130 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:13. And is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. And I please state your name and your address for the record. And do we have anybody who signed up?
Mr. Kevin Jones to come forward.
In which capacity, or does it matter?
Pardon me?
In which capacity, or does it matter?
He's speaking for 3.
Well, you have 3 minutes to speak. So.
Okay.
What capacities would you like to speak in?
Well, I'll start as I'm the attorney for the First Baptist Church of Tomball.
Who
has?
Who?
First I'm Baptist the attorney Church? For the First Baptist Church of Tomball.
Okay. Excuse me. All right, we need your address.
Kevin Jones. I'm representing the church. The church is located.
No, your address, please, sir.
506 North Pine Street.
Thank you. Okay, you have 3 minutes to speak regarding.
Okay. The church supports the zoning change, but asks that the commission consider going further and make it a multi-use district, all of North Pine Street. North Pine Street from the multi-use district at Commerce Street only encompasses the church parking lots, the church daycare, the church parking playground, the law office on the corner, and then the museum. Everything there is not residential. There's only one residence living on the entire street. So for that reason, the church asks that you consider going further and rezoning the entire street as multi-use, since that shows the predominant use of the entire street. That's our position. You have any questions?
Which street are you referring to?
North Pine Street.
That's
okay. Is that all?
Yeah, that can't be considered at this meeting.
That's right.
Notice hasn't been provided for that.
But we can address that after the public comment and explain.
Right. We'll address that after public comments.
We've asked the zoning committee before. We've asked the planning board before. And it's always, we can't address it now. When is this ever going to address
it? We will address it after public comments, sir. And the public hearing is closed. Then we will address it for you.
I'm the only residents living on the street. I'm the only one who's actually affected by this, by the fact that it would be a zone change or affected as single family residents.
Go ahead.
Okay. We also support the zoning change and ask that it be changed for my law office, which is actually a single family residence. I do live there and operate my law firm out of my home. We support the museum. We support the change and ask that they can that the zoning be allowed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Is there anybody else that you have done? Okay. So anybody else who would like to speak, you're welcome to please come up to the podium and please state your name and your address for the record.
Hello. Thank y'all for letting me talk. Terry Casey. My home address is 14815 Oak Shores Drive, Willis, Texas. I am the owner of Mr. Jones's office property at 506 North Pine Street. And I know y'all, you said you can't consider it right, but we would have no problem having that rezoned as multi use. I would have no problem with that property. So I just wanted to let y'all know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there anyone else who would like to speak regarding the motion or the item on the agenda? Pardon me.
Good evening. My name is Juan, J-U-A-N, Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N. I live at 507 South Pecan Drive, Tomball, Texas. Mm-hmm. Actually, more of a question. I would like to see if they could elaborate a little bit on the parking, the proposed parking area for the proposed museum area. So specifically acreage and amount of parking space they're looking at. To my knowledge, we have a memorial in the back area. Gravesite, and my question would be where that parking lot would fit in conjunction with that memorial site. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the zoning case? All right. Seeing none, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:18. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-0130?
Move to approve rezoning case P15-0130.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. All right. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Can we get the surveyor to answer the question about the parking lot?
Yes.
Okay.
We can answer that. It's 23 spaces. It's 8,700 square feet.
8,700 square feet.
But how's it placed on Hicks?
We go back to the site plan.
It's 23 spaces, 8,700 square feet.
8,700.
Okay.
I'll elaborate a little bit more when we get to the site plan.
Thank you.
Parking is south of the alleyway.
Okay, so this is the site plan.
Is there any way you can make it any bigger here?
Make it what?
Bigger.
More.
No. Okay. It's difficult to see. I couldn't even see it. It's difficult to read in the... Okay.
I'll go over it both on the front and back screen. This is okay. Hicks along the south.
Right.
Bear with me while I try to blow it up.
We have a large version we can pass out to the commission.
Okay.
Ms. Cole?
Hold Control down and scroll.
I'll just tell you, and you can tell it as it goes around. This is where you're not here, and this is on picture.
Okay, where's the monument at? Or the memorial?
Right here. Well, you mean the memorial.
What he was just talking about.
Barbara, can you come up and show us where the memorial is?
Yeah, that's what we'd like to know.
So, let's address this first in the city park down the memorial.
Sure.
Well, you're not going to be able to address that until you know where the, because here's the deal, and if it's going to affect the memorial, we're going to need to know that.
The memorial, that's where you're facing the north.
Where we turn on.
There are memorial plaques. We hit it
Can you explain this to the commission at the podium there? That way everyone can hear.
Would you like?
Yeah.
Well, now I can show them where if you can.
Okay.
State your name and address for the record, so she'll have that.
This area. So when you pass it down,
thank you. That.
I think the memorials are all these old pine trees in this area here.
Yeah, there are some oak trees on the north side of the alleyways. At one time we had oak parking in that area and moved it so as to make sure that it did not disturb any of the existing.
Right there, I can show it there. The memorial area is located in this area right here.
Right. Where the trees are? There's a memorial ring of trees up there.
Actually, there are no trees there currently. It's an open area on site.
I was there when they planted them, so. Remember, Ms. Tall? Okay. Is there a grave up there? Is there an actual grave up there? Yes.
The grave markers are about a foot by 18 inches width in the honor of the boys that served at Wilmore to Plant High School. Mm-hmm. And it's all to the very far right when you look at that picture over toward Pecan Grove Villas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parking lot is way back down Hicks mm-hmm. to the left, south. And we will have another sidewalk coming through there and some other things for viewing wildfire patch. It's mm-hmm. over in between the trees with all of the markers around that patch. So
at one time,
no interference with it at all.
At one time, you know where you put the trees in circle and you originally had the markers, you moved the markers later, did you?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so all the markers were in the ground by each
right.
tree.
Right. Uh-huh.
That old tree represents that marker.
Okay.
And we're way out of the way back down toward Hicks.
Okay, it's north of the alleyway.
Yes.
Right. That's what I thought.
So it'd be north of the city alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
This would be.
Thank you.
So I guess trees, Barbara, the trees you're talking about, I guess, are closer to the residential. I think the area behind it, there may be trees on the perimeter, but not in the middle where the graves are.
I know what he's talking about.
Okay.
There's some small old trees there.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions regarding anything? Mr. Rockmore?
Bird? I was just trying to figure out the plat here.
Harold, would you address the alleyway?
I'm sorry,
would you address the alleyway? Is the easement area on north and south? Is there anything that's going to impact this? Yes. Because the alleyway goes right through the middle of all that property.
Yes, the church is over here.
And the parking lot?
Yes, the church is the parking lot.
And yes. This is an extension.
Yes, it's a
completion. This
is on the curves.
You can see it on the zoning map.
I know. This is
Exhibit C.
No, it's Magnolia.
No. It's
what about the alleyway? They're not closing anything in the alleyway.
No, Inwood's here. This is
right.
Inwood.
That's what I'm asking you is, will that create a problem for them when they're putting a parking lot and their other issues?
No, there's alleyways like that throughout the city. I don't see, the only thing they would be constructing, I suppose, in the alleyway, according to their plan, would be a crosswalk.
Uh-huh.
It's an unimproved alley, and I don't see any issue with that.
I was going to say that. Isn't there a driveway already here?
Okay.
At least a car.
Yes.
Isn't there a driveway that's already laid there?
There is.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know exactly where it is now.
Okay. There actually is kind of a buffer between the area where they're putting them, where they will eventually put the parking lot, and the residences. And actually, it was recently mowed. I was out there today, and you can kind of see the delineation. There's quite a buffer between the area of the parking lot and the residences.
I know at one time, North Magnolia was going to go through, and that property that would have had the street on it was sold to the landowners along there. And will they have to put, they'll need to put a buffer along that property line for the lot?
Along,
what's that?
I didn't hear the question, Barbara.
Okay.
Along the, wrong, that different.
Left side, that backs up to along Inwood, north side, to the road up there, okay. Back many years ago, there was a road, and Magnolia was going to go all the way through there. City abandoned it, sold the property to the property owners there.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, when they build on it, regardless of what they build on, will they not need to put a buffer?
I don't think the buffer would be because of the street. Is that correct, Lori? It'd be because
right.
Of the
no, because it's private property is what I'm looking at.
It would be a non-residential use being put in abutting a residential use, mm-hmm. which is what would trigger any of the screening requirements.
Okay.
But since it's a right-of-way, it doesn't fall into that classification.
Okay. All right.
So you're saying they wouldn't abut residential because
no,
it's a right
they
of
don't.
Way.
They abut a right of way, so they don't have to screen like they're abutting adjacent to a residential, unless the right of way is abandoned and becomes private property.
Which is not proposed.
Where North Magnolia Street would have gone through
mm-hmm.
quite a few years ago, the city actually sold that property to the property owners along Inwood that back up to it. They actually bought it.
We had discussed it, but I don't think we ever went through with that. It is still a public right-of-way.
It is still
all
right-of-way.
We had many discussions with the museum about it, about potentially mm-hmm. asking the abandonment of those right-of-ways.
And I would like to ask you to look into that again because I know that a couple of the property owners think they own the property. So
okay.
Just to protect everybody.
So does that... Does that take care of the
yeah,
issue?
Mr. Guzman, does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's great.
I did want to point out, if the commission has a concern, which it sounds like it does, about the screening of the parking lot from the nearby residential, as part of the process, and I failed to mention it, I apologize, we are recommending approval, and I didn't say it, but we're recommending the commission attach the site plan as a condition, but you can also attach additional conditions if you feel that parking lot does require the screening that would be required if it did abut residential, that could be added to it as a condition of approval mm-hmm. through the CUP process.
Okay.
Or if you wanted some sort of increased screening, if you wanted anything the commission would like to see there can be discussed and added as part of a condition of approval that we're talking about tonight for this CUP.
Okay, because I know currently there's chain link fencing along that on the north side. And if we're going to increase the use of the facility and all, it would be nice to have a screen for the residents that live next to the museum area. Especially since they're going to be adding a parking lot and all.
Well, you could say that additional landscaping such as trees and shrubbery are required to be installed at the time of parking lot construction, whenever that may happen,
mm-hmm.
or you know, whatever else you might like to see there.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have any concerns?
Mm-hmm. As long as the resolution of the markers, and that seems to be resolved. So.
Right. Okay. My concern was along
and
the
then,
north
and
side
then
there.
Then lighting and all that kind of stuff will be addressed whenever they actually put the plans in for the, mm-hmm. for
yes.
the parking
right.
lot.
Yes. Right. And Mr. Ellis said that we can attached to the approval of the CUP that they do screen around the perimeter of the property to protect us, you know, from the residents that live in the area, from the parking lot, as well as, you know, anything else they should put in up there.
Are you talking along Magnolia Street, Barbara? The property owners along Magnolia
no,
Street?
No, I'm talking about all the way this way, on the perimeter, along the north and the south.
Just the parking lot or the entire site?
Entire site.
Okay.
Because it's chain link on the north side on a lot of it now, and if they're going to increase the usage of the facility and add more amenities to it, and I see, hopefully foresee in the future, they develop the entire area a little bit more for the museum, and then if you do it in the beginning, you don't have to do it again later. Yeah, put a few bushes in.
Okay.
There is chain link fence in that carport on
right.
the side, from back toward your place, and also back down to the bar.
Well, my place isn't near. No, I'm talking about the chain link is on the north side now between Pecan and where the facility is. There's a lot of houses that back up against it all the way around. I'm just looking for the residents that live along there that we consider putting in a contingency of putting in some type of screening to make it a nice place for them.
We just need from the commission to know kind of mm-hmm. more precisely what they're looking for, like at what quantity and then at what time. My first thoughts were just for the parking lot, but if you're concerned with the rest of the site, would you want it to go in, say, at the windmill or the canopy, or what? Kind of at what
I would
stage?
Say at the beginning of the construction of the canopy.
Or what? Okay.
Yeah. When they start their projects, that they begin doing screening it as they go along.
Okay.
Is that how it is?
I'm missing something. What is the concern about screening? Because this parking lot is
okay.
This parking lot is a full. It's on the front side, away from.
Let me see the big thing, and let me show you.
I understand what's going on.
Okay. I can't see anything on the other one. It's too small.
I mean, that parking lot's right across the street from the church's parking lot.
Okay. If you will look right now, currently the museum along here. Along here has chain link fencing all along here.
On the right, on that back side.
On the back side, right. So they're going to bring in the windmill, expand all this. They're going to put the parking in, and then they're going to put in sidewalks currently.
Right.
And I'm thinking in the future, my assumption would be as they develop the property, they're going to add more buildings or whatever they bring in to enhance, make it more useful. These people that live along here where the chain link fence currently is, and along this area where there's some chain link fence, that it would be, there's no reason not to require screening of some type along there, because if your house backs up to it, more intense use of the place is going to create a little bit more noise. During the holidays when they do the candlelight tours, things like that, okay. You have more people attending. And I think it's something that's important.
Okay.
You know, it's all up to the commission as to what they consider.
We'd like to point out to the commission just in fairness that.
Richard, do y'all understand what I'm saying? What
yes.
I was talking to? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I just want to point out the neighborhood that you were referring to the north was notified, or those that are within 200 feet of this area. We did have one come in, but he really ended up wanting to talk more about drainage and was supportive of the project.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody is supportive of the project. I just look at the future use of the area. During the holidays, did you kind of like tours? A lot of people.
What would be the timing of the screening? Because all I see right now is windmill, the cover, parking lots later. So when would screening be required?
To me, the timing would begin with on the north side. It would go in conjunction with the projects as they're developed.
Which projects?
When you do the sawmill.
Which is just a cover.
You're putting the cover, right,
right.
Yes. Then you would begin that, or you can, if the commission's more agreeable, you do it when they start with the parking lot.
Since they've already got a budget for two projects, not the parking lot, then I would move or suggest that they wait, that the screening wait until the parking lot happens.
And if the parking lot doesn't happen?
Then you don't have screening unless we put
and
some condition on it right now.
And the facility becomes more intense.
How are you going to judge that?
Oh, I don't know, because I don't know what they're going to do in the future, but I know that at one point they had a house there, they had some other buildings they were wanting to bring in at that point. And it's nothing to say somebody isn't going to donate two buildings to them. That would be beneficial for the area. I would just like the museum to look as nice as possible for the area, at the same time protecting the privacy of any residents that live within the Tomball Terrace subdivision. And it has no reflection on me because it doesn't impinge on my privacy at all. I don't even live that close.
Well, I have no problem saying the screening would be good at some point.
Right.
But right now, they've got a budget, approved monies to do X things, two things. Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing that there's going to be any money or funds to allow for screening right now.
I would Mr. Hall, could you step up so I could ask you a question, please?
We have turned down 5 buildings that people want to give us a top off. Mm-hmm. We do not want to expand a bunch more buildings we can't take care of.
Right.
But the expense of maintaining a 100-year-old building is atrocious.
Mm. Yes, sir.
We have trees all along everybody's perimeter. No lights are on their houses. Mm-hmm. They've been there for the same time as we have, since 1960. Mm-hmm. So that's not an encroachment on them as far as lighting and a problem. Screening would be a lot of additional expense for us. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would serve a useful purpose.
Mm-hmm. All right, so would you have be able to work with a screening requirement when and you put in your parking lot and do it at that point?
If it serves a useful purpose. Mm-hmm. Right now, I don't see that. Mm-hmm. We're far enough away from all of that with lights that then none goes in those mm-hmm. backyards anywhere.
All right, thank you.
Okay. We have about 15 night lights, yard lights. They do not affect anybody in the backyard.
Harold, could I ask, isn't that part of the normal review of a plan? I mean, it seems to me like we've gone over that.
Some of those aspects are the lighting bits. The screening in this case is not something that's going to be triggered for the parking lot. Now, initially I thought we were talking about screening of just the parking lot. That's something the commission could add, or if the commission wants to screen the entire site when the parking lot goes in, they can do that as well.
Well, I think it ought to be based on an impact statement. I mean, if it's not going to affect anything, it doesn't make any sense to force them to put screening in.
Not only that, the impact is going to increase once they start adding more stuff.
Just give you an idea of what it looks like now.
Part of what I'm looking at, too, is when we have any type of a building come in and develop, we have a requirement for screening
right.
from the residents around it. And I see no reason if we're changing the designation, we could not include it for the museum also. And I understand about budgets, they're a nonprofit, et cetera. However, that is something we have to protect the residents while we are also helping the museum and bringing in other amenities that attract people to Tomball. And they do a beautiful job of the events and things that they do. I do not want to create a financial problem for them, but I do want to protect the residents in the area. Now, for us now, it might not be a problem, but 10, 15 years down the line, it might create a problem for somebody else we're not going to be for. Okay, I'm sorry, Harold. You were going to say?
Do it.
You are going
to? I just wanted to show you the screening that at least at the time when the Google Earth was taken, this is sort of the screening that's in place. These are the existing residential homes that are there, so there are some trees along here. The parking lot would be over in this area.
I mean, I live right across the street. I live right across the street from the museum on Pecan. My house is corner of Pecan and Hickory. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell you that museum was there unless I drive down to it. And I've been there for 15 years. No lie, I hear more from the baseball field and the football stadium than I ever would from the... And nobody around me complains about it, or nobody on the other side of the street on Pecan complaints. So my only objection is that it makes sense if it's necessary, but that it ought to be considered if it needs to be. But don't put a requirement in there that you got to do it, whether it needs to be done or not. That's all I'm saying.
There will be some trees required as part of the parking lot site plan review, but those are more trees. They're parking lot trees.
Right.
Landscape out of the parking lot, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Does anybody have any other discussion or questions? Y'all good? currently.
The rezoning, is that, are we going to discuss that after?
We cannot address rezoning that. Now, Harold, would you like to explain why we, or would you like to?
The request about rezoning the entire area?
Yes.
That's something that anyone is welcome to come and talk to staff with, staff about. The property owners that would like their property rezoned can request that at any time. The process would be the same as really this property owner requesting a CUP. We have an application for rezoning online. We'll talk about it and can bring it forward. It really can't be discussed as part of this. Like we talked about earlier, we didn't advertise for it. So we couldn't legally do that at this time.
Thank you. All right, right now we have a motion to approve the zoning case P15-0130.
Is that with any contingencies or conditions?
I would like to add a contingency about the screening when it is appropriate with the and tie it to the trigger of the parking lot.
At what quantity?
How many parking lot spaces or how much trees?
What type of landscaping? Like one every 40 feet, like our street tree requirement, or?
According to the screening requirements that we have on the books right now for fences between a residential and a business.
Of the opaque screening wall?
Yes, the opaque screening. Thank you. Couldn't remember the name.
And the site plan? Do you want to also add that?
Yes.
Well, the concept plan is like.
Now you're talking about just the parking lot.
Would you propose it for just the parking lot or for?
What I'm talking about is to, I would like to tie it to timing requirement would be at the time of the site plan that they designed in the screening, that they actually do the screening at the time that they start building the parking lot, and then they can go on around if it's needed.
And what is the extent of the screening? Is it just for the parking lot or is it the entire?
The entire facility, and it's opaque. Would like to make sure that we protect the residents in the area.
Ms. Teague, I disagree with that because they haven't been anybody fuss about it for all these years. I mean, I drive up down the road all the time there. And I've never seen that many people there anyway, but at nighttime, there's never anybody there. And then as far as the trees going up, I don't see putting it around the fence. I can see doing it around your parking lot. I agree 100% on that, but not around the
all
fence.
Right. I'm willing to go ahead and back it down to where we do it around the parking lot area, but I would like to screen that entire side where the parking lot is and on the north side for the parking lot.
You got it.
Again, that's covered under existing ordinances, right?
The north? No, the screening would not be.
No.
On the parking lot?
No, it's not. Parking lots do not have to be screened.
Mm. The use what? Has to comply with the ordinance of a commercial being against
right.
a residential.
In order to kick in that.
But not on a public right-of-way. That mm-hmm. screening doesn't apply on a public right-of-way because of site visibility.
Right.
There are other things. So you have to consider that because that right-of-way could be improved in the future, and that screening could cause an issue by requiring that. So that's something to consider also mm-hmm. on the North Magnolia.
So at this point, you're saying not just this area here, but also the area along here where the sidewalk is going to be?
Okay, show it to me again. I wasn't looking at it.
This would be the north side of the parking lot, and
uh-huh.
this would be along the west side where the residence, where
yes.
the residential use are. Because
right.
our code, if this was triggered,
mm-hmm.
would only require the west side.
The west side?
The
okay,
east
then
side.
Do it.
It would only be the east side where the residential.
If it was triggered because of residential.
That is the city.
See, we also have, you have to realize, in the middle of all that they're doing there, they have those homes that are right there also, that front on. There's what, three houses there?
Yes.
That back into the museum property.
They'll be required anyway as a commercial use to meet the screening standards when they meet the thresholds for the 25% or 50% change.
Right.
So they'll be required that anyway per our ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Around the parking as well, or just between
depending
them
on
the and the homeowners?
Depending on the threshold, it'll require that fencing. Around the, against the residential.
That's
but
right.
the area
the
to the west doesn't abut residential.
The west does not. The west
no.
would not count.
And it's
because
the west
it's
that I would
right
like
away.
To make sure that it's screened.
So at this point, the ordinance would require only this area to be screened.
Correct.
Which area? I'm sorry, I missed
the area on the east side where the mouse is going up and down here.
Between the houses?
Right.
And the parking lot.
So if y'all require it to be along the north and the west, and I'm just pointing out, that's fine. You're going to have an opaque screening wall around the whole parking lot, which may be fine.
Isn't the church right there in that same area?
No,
the church is
further this way. The church is across the street and down.
Well, I meant, but do they have anything around the church parking lot?
There's no fence around the church parking lot.
No screening either.
Why would you do that then on this?
Between the church buildings and the homes down the street.
Church lights go into the homes right now on there. So why are we being penalized?
It's not the lights.
It's not Travis Department. That land on the back west side belongs to the city, not to us. On Magnolia,
the right
all of that area is city property.
What actually is it we're trying to screen?
The parking lot.
Yeah, but what are you screening? What?
On the right, left side.
So you can't see the parking lot, or you can't see the lights, or what is it that the screen's going to...
You can't see the parking lot.
You can't see the museum now for the trees at the back of the lots.
Yeah.
It's all protected.
The biggest problem right now is a lot of parking.
Harold?
Whenever you do have a lot of people...
Under our ordinances, as Lori was referring to, depending on the amount of improvement there, that's going to trigger the screening requirements for fencing around those homes.
The homes on the east side, Lori, is correct. If, depending on if they directly abut, and I don't have a large enough copy to tell, do you know offhand?
I think the residence, it's a residential lot.
Like right here is a residential lot?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So therefore they have to screen
those
it as long as it is that threshold.
Only one of them has a
which
fence around its property. The others
yeah,
don't.
So.
My question is how... I was trying to put up the one on the west side to protect the residents in the area, but at the same time, I had considered those three houses until it was brought up. And those homes have no fencing at all. So you do put the parking lot up. How do you protect people from wandering into those people's homes and yards?
Well, first, I need to find out how many spaces are existing with the museum.
Three spaces she's talking about over there.
No, and you're at the parking lot at the end of Pine Street. How many spaces do you have? Approximately.
50.
Yeah.
50?
50, 60.
Yeah.
We're getting towards the point of, without having an exact number, I don't know that the threshold would be met for screening.
No, Charles? Mm-hmm.
What does it take?
Yeah, I thought that seemed high.
It's not that house. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the biggest problem right now, is lack of parking. Whenever they have the candlelight tours, whenever the music, whenever the school does their prom or their homecoming, and all the kids go over to take pictures, they park in my front yard. They park in my driveway.
They park in my driveway.
And I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it. That's part of being a good neighbor to the museum.
Okay, so it sounds like they have fewer spots than we thought. So yes, if this were to go through, it would trigger the requirement for screening along the east side of the parking lot. If the commission wants to screen the west side, that would be a condition of approval. Okay. Or if they wanted...
Who made the motion? Who made the second?
Mr. Anderson made the motion.
Mr. Anderson made the motion. Harry Byrd made the second.
I have asked to be added, right. And
unless they approve it, it won't go through. So it's up to y'all. If you don't want it, then turn it down.
Now, what exactly is it that you're looking to add to the motion?
I would like to add screening.
Along where?
Along. Actually, my wish is to screen the entire perimeter, but I will back down and say screen into the parking lot.
The entirety of the parking lot?
Yes.
Okay. Is there, I guess we now need to have a second to that.
Mr. Anderson made the motion. He has to amend his motion.
That's right. He has
to. If he would like to.
Do you want to amend your motion?
No.
Okay.
So what was your motion?
Motion to approve it.
To approve it as is. Exactly as is. Okay.
With the site plan? With the concept plan or not?
With the concept plan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, your suggestion was to do it with the site plan. Is that what you said? At the time to bring the site plan in?
This would be considered what we have before us right now, the conceptual site plan.
The conceptual site plan. So that's what you said?
Yes.
The conceptual site plan. Is that how we need to state it?
Yes.
Okay. So you're amending your motion?
No.
Okay.
Well, it would need to be amended in order.
You have to amend it to add the conceptual site plan.
To add the conceptual site plan, but not to add the screening.
Okay.
We're not adding screening, you're only adding the site plan.
I'm going to amend my motion to add the conceptual site plan.
Okay.
As delivered to the committee.
And Mr. Bird?
No, I second that motion.
Okay. I can live with that.
You I second.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we vote on it?
Okay, would y'all please vote now?
Motion carried unanimously.
All right. Okay. Adjournment. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Okay. On. Who seconded? I didn't hear.
I will second the motion.
Okay, thank you. All right, please vote now.
And don't say.
Okay.